Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, so today's story is from the Disney Fairies Storybook Collection. It is the 14th story, that's right, in this book. And it looks like it has a copyright of 2011 for Disney Enterprises Incorporated, but I don't see an author. So I will say that it is read today by Mommy and
the Rescue Bots.
And the Rescue Bots. I'm so pleased to hear that they are here with us today.
And Mommy, yes. Remember the Guardians are defeated, so don't let them, the Guardians go back. So do a story quietly and loudly in the middle.
Okay. All right, here we go. Tinkerbell was hard at work.
Look, woke up a gold, yes.
In the highest. I don't think our friends know who the guardian is, but we can just do a quick little side note here to say, if you've played Legend of Zelda, or if your daddy or mommy has played Legend of Zelda, then they might know what a guardian is. But if there has been no video games being played in their house, they will not know that. So we should probably focus on the story instead of guardians. Okay?
Read the story.
Okay, I will read the story. Come here.
And he leaves evil with his hand up and say, there's guardians in the
Okay.
Quietly.
Yeah. Here we go. Tinkerbell was hard at work in the highest branches of a tall oak tree. She had just tapped the last nail into place on a new invention. She flew back to admire her work. And you know what? This looks like something I've seen before. Maybe on top of a barn or something. Oh, yes.
There's guardians nearby.
You keep us safe. My new wind spinner looks good, Tink said to herself, but does it work? Just then, a breeze blew through the leaves of the tree. The gust was so strong, Tink had to flutter her wings as fast as she could to stay near the tree. She smiled and took a deep, satisfied breath as she watched her new invention twirl. Blazing copper kettles! She explained. It's the spring breeze. The spring breeze swept through Pixie Hollow, rousing the other fairies. It was time for spring cleaning. Oh no, man, spring cleaning is the worst. Everyone has to do it. Fairies of all talents set to work scrubbing their homes from top to bottom. I'm just kidding, I actually like spring cleaning. Tink was on her way back to her workshop when she heard someone call her name. Tink! Down here! Tink saw her friend Lily below her. The garden fairy was planting flowers. Could you help me water these flower beds? Lily asked. I forgot to bring some seedlings from my garden. I'll be back in just a moment. Tink looked at the rows and rows of new flowers, then back at Lily's one watering can.
which dripped a drop of water at a time. Drip, drip, drip.
Sure, I can help,
Tink said. As soon as Lily flew off, Tinkerbell rigged up a new sprinkler system. She strung a few more watering cans on a vine and pulled. The cans tipped, showering the flowers with water.
Can you see all of them?
It's a brilliant idea. Then that it's a sprinkler system. Then that way all the flowers can get water.
See all the flowers.
You see? Yeah. One, she's got a whole bunch of flowers here, and now they're all getting watered at the same time.
But where are the watering cans?
Well, there's some right there. Uh-huh. And that's, see, Lily had one watering can, and now Tink is using more than one.
But where are the rest of them?
I don't know, let's keep looking. Lily was hurrying back to her garden when a water talent named Renny stopped her.
Oh, Lily,
Renny said,
can you do me a favor?
Of course, Lily replied. Renny pointed to a stream of soapy water.
I've run out of soap and can't finish washing. Could you keep an eye on things here? I'll only be a minute.
Lily nodded. She'd be back to her flowers in no time. Lily watched the bubbles floating past. If the bubbles were bigger, Renny could get the washing done faster, Lily thought to herself.
Come on, bubbles, Lily encouraged. Get bigger. I know you can.
She sprinkled some pixie dust over the bubbles, and they began to grow. Renny was on her way to the laundry room for more soap when she spotted her friend, Beck, an animal talent.
What in Neverland are you doing?
Renny asked. The squirrels are helping me dust, Beck said. I'm glad you're here, Renny. Would you keep an eye on these guys for a minute while I go get them a snack? We've been working all morning. Renny happily agreed. Renny watched the squirrels while Beck flew off. She pointed out spots that still needed to be dusted, but the squirrels weren't paying attention. The water talent frowned. She wished she could speak squirrel like Beck.
Chee, chee,
Renny said, trying to intimidate her friend. The squirrels froze.
It worked,
Renny exclaimed.
Chee, chee.
Renny said again. The squirrels began to move quickly. They turned over tables and chairs. They ripped the curtains off the windows.
No, Renny cried. Stop! Please don't do that! Chee-chee!
What's going on? Beck asked as she flew into the room. She gasped when she saw the mess the squirrels were making.
Renny, what happened? I was telling them to dust, Renny said. I told them in squirrel like you do, Beck.
Beck's eyes grew wide. Renny, what did you say to the squirrels exactly? She said slowly.
Chee chee,
Renny said. The squirrels ran faster.
That doesn't mean dust,
Beck cried.
That means hawk.
Beck tried to calm the squirrels, but they were too frightened. They ran in circles all around the room, and then one of them bolted out into the courtyard. The other two chased after him. Renny and Beck ran to catch up. When they reached the courtyard, the squirrels skidded through the soapy water.
Oh no!
Lily yelled. The huge bubbles she made were floating everywhere. The squirrels couldn't stop. They slipped and slid toward Tink's sprinkler vine.
Look out!
Tinkerbell cried, but it was too late. Crash! The squirrels slid into the sprinkler system. They lay in a wet, sudsy mess, tangled up in the vine. Tinkerbell, Lily, Renny, and Beck looked at the courtyard. It was full of soggy laundry, soapy flowers, and a lot of very upset fairies. Look at this mess, a laundry talent fairy yelled. Oh, I found my talent. I now know what I would be. Laundry talent, fairy. Oh, girl. I feel you.
It's worse than when we started this morning.
Tink, Lily, Ronnie, and Beck felt terrible.
I'd fly backward if I could,
Ronnie said.
I didn't mean to scare the squirrels.
I shouldn't have made the bubbles grow,
Lily said.
I probably used too much water,
Tink said. She tugged on her bangs. Ronnie reached for a moss mop. Then she passed one to Beck.
Where do we even start?
Beck asked. The other fairies' angry looks softened.
Slowly, all the fairies went back to their cleanup tasks.
Ronnie and Beck mopped up the extra water. Tink and Lily set to work replanting flowers. It took all day. But finally, Pixie Hollow sparkled from top to bottom.
I love spring cleaning,
Ronnie said, admiring their work.
And best of all, we don't have to do it again until next year,
Tink said with a smile. Well, that's true. Spring cleaning only happens once a year.
And that is
the end.